Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. My next guest is a member of President Trump's Economic Task Force. Stephen Moore is a former member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, a senior economics contributor for FreedomWorks, the founder of Club for Growth. And he advised Herman Cain's 2012 presidential campaign and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Stephen, thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Hey, John. Good to be with you.
Stephen, I wanted to ask you right off the bat, you wrote an op-ed recently entitled Paying People Not to Work is not an economic stimulus. In the piece, you argue that these benefits, that $600 extra, you know, economic stimulus, the unemployment deal, is not a life preserver, but are in fact job killers. I agree with you. Explain your reasoning behind that.
Well, look, everybody realizes that in this time of economic emergency with this pandemic, we need to have benefit package for people when they lose their jobs, and we don't want people to go hungry. We don't want them to be forced out of their homes. We want people to make their mortgage payments and so on. But it doesn't make any sense what we're doing right now, where five out of six workers who are unemployed today are getting paid more money to stay unemployed than they are to go back to work. And that is a very, very substantial problem. It's a problem because incentives matter in economics. If you pay somebody more to stay home and watch TV than go to work, guess what? They're going to stay home and watch TV. In some states, by the way, the differential can be twice as much. So some workers making twice as much money on unemployment benefits as they would if they were working. And that is not just bad economics. I make the argument that this is unfair. It's unfair to the heroes of our economy, the nurses and the doctors and the sanitation workers and the truckers and the factory workers who are on the job. And then they come home, you know, after a hard day's work, and they see the next door neighbor is sitting with his feet on the table chomping popcorn, and that person makes more money. It just makes no sense.
You're right, and I know that a lot the socialist squad, the AOCs, say, well, this is their argument why we need a $15 minimum wage or socialist style guaranteed job. But you know, even with the 25 million unemployed Americans, there's still 5 million unfilled jobs in the U.S. today, which is a near all-time record, and yet congressional Democrats are still demanding the continuation of this $600 extra unemployment benefit. Now, you tell me, perhaps this is the cynic in me, Stephen, but could Nancy and Chuck just be wanting high unemployment rate as we go into the November elections, or am I just being cynical and not being fair here, or is there a political element to this as well?
Well, Nancy Pelosi is not stupid, and she cares about one thing, and that is beating Trump. That's all she cares about. And so, of course, she doesn't want a good economy. She wants a high unemployment rate in November. She wants an economy that's flat on its back. And if you want to have an economy with high unemployment, a good way to do that is to pay people to stay unemployed. So I think that this is exactly her strategy. It's why Donald Trump would be making a big mistake if he agreed to these $600 a week benefits. Even if you went down to $300 a week benefit, that would still pay people 100% of what they were making before. So what I favor is just going back to the old unemployment insurance system where, government pays 50 to 60% of your former wage. It allows you to, make ends meet, but it also incentivizes you to go get a job as quickly as possible to replace your lost income. And that's what we ought to be doing. Now, I estimate that if we were to stay with the $600 a week benefit, and this is based on a study by Casey Mulligan at the University of Chicago, that you would have 8 to 10 million fewer people working by the end of the year with that policy. Well, that's a lot of unemployed people. I mean, that's a whole lot of unemployed people. So we can't afford to do this. We're running massive deficits. We all want to help people in need, but we don't want to pay them more for not working then to get back in the job market.
Well, you mentioned that five out of six unemployed workers are getting paid not to work, then return to their job. The Economist magazine recently wrote that the extra unemployment benefits, and we have to keep in mind, this is extra unemployment benefits on of your regular. Yeah. But the Economist magazine said it's actually, that whole program is actually doing more harm than good because of what we're talking about here, because it disincentivizes. I mean, far be it for me to praise a Democrat, but I remember back in the day when California Governor George Duke Majan came up with his workfare concept, where it was, we give you enough to get you back into the workforce, and while you're unemployed, you get a portion, but it starts to scale back the longer that you're unemployed until eventually you either get a job or you're cut off. Here, we're just going to let you perpetually stay unemployed and perpetually get extra money. And it you're right, it's a disincentive.
So that's exactly right. What you're talking about is time limits, that you have a time limit for benefits, but also you want to make sure that benefits are providing people with a safety net, but also trying to not discourage them from getting back in the workforce. We're doing the opposite of that right now. Nancy Pelosi says, well, people can't, they're going to be evicted if we take away the $600 a week benefits. I'm like, well, wait a minute. How about the working people who are making less money than that? How do they pay their rent? How do they pay their food? Look, there is a way to help revive the economy that would be much smarter than paying people not to work, and that is, pay people to work. And the way you do that is you provide a payroll tax cut so that every worker in America gets to keep the 7.5% of their paycheck that's now withheld by the government before they see it. I mean, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if every single worker in America got a 7.5% pay increase? That would really incentivize work. It would incentivize more hiring. And it's a win-win for everybody. And it doesn't discourage people from working. It actually encourages them to work.
Right. I'd like to get, we're talking with Stephen Moore, economic advisor to the president. I'd like to get your take on the pandemic recovery. Some in the mainstream media and now even some congressional Democrats are calling for either a rollback of the reopening plans or even a complete 4 to 6 week shutdown of the country again in order to combat the China coronavirus. I think that would be absolutely devastating to an economy that is just barely beginning to recover. What are you advising the president to do as someone, I think in the administration and certainly outside are calling for more shutdowns, and in the media in particular, calling for more shutdowns?
Well, we can't shut down. We have to move forward. We have to continue to open up the economy. I'm of the opinion that what we've done over the last 4 months, 5 months or so, has been one of the greatest mistakes in the history of the United States. I think the costs to our society, in terms of not just the monetary financial costs, which have been in the trillions and trillions of dollars, but also the cost in terms of higher rates of depression and suicide and the business failures that are so heartbreaking, the people who are, drug abuse problems, child abuse problems, spousal abuse. You got problems where people weren't able to get health care. So you're seeing higher death rates now from things like cancer and heart disease. The untold and almost uncountable costs of the shutdown have been multiple times higher than any benefit. Now, of course, you want to engage in safe behavior. Of course, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to save lives and contain the virus. But it turns out that the states that have the strictest lockdowns, states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, my home state, they have by far the highest death rate. So somebody show me any evidence that locking down businesses and forcing people to stay at home has led to lower death rates, because you have a hard time making that case when you see what the carnage in states like New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and Illinois and Pennsylvania with very, very strict lockdown orders. So I just don't see it. I think it would be now, if we were to shut down our economy again, oh my God, I mean, the carnage would be multiple times higher, because we've already got businesses just basically hanging on for dear life.
Right.
We're talking about millions and millions of businesses going bankrupt. Now, so why does the left want to do this? And the answer is because they want to create chaos and crisis and mayhem so that they can win the election. And I certainly hope that Trump does not agree to that, idea. We have to, in a smart way, open up our businesses, let people get back to work. If that means wearing masks and so on, I don't have a problem with that. If that means social distancing on the workforce, do it. But we've got to get our economy going. I mean, a 4 to 8 week shutdown of our economy would, by the way, where are we going to get the food? Where are we going to get the vital essentials that we need? If nobody's working and producing anything, you're going to have massive shortages.
Right. Right. Well, we just got the real gross domestic product numbers for the second quarter. GDP decreased at an annual rate of almost 33%. Many analysts, however, and the president are predicting a major increase in GDP in the third and fourth quarter. What are you seeing?
So we saw big declines on an annualized basis in the second quarter of 33%, which is the worst quarter since the Great Depression. I mean, it's a horrific number. And of course, the reason we have, I laugh when all these liberals say, look at Trump, how he's mismanaged the economy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's down 33%. Like, wait a minute, you were the people who wanted to shut down the economy.
Right.
You said, gee, if you shut down your businesses, guess what? Your GDP shrinks. I think that we're going to see much better numbers, obviously, in the third quarter, and hopefully that continues into the fourth quarter. I'm not quite as rosy as the president is. I mean, I think we did very, very, very significant damage to our economy. You've seen millions of businesses fail. You're seeing retail stores every day that are shutting down. In my neighborhood, one of the major shops in my neighborhood just shut down. They don't have customers. You're seeing, technology companies and factories and construction companies shutting down as a result of the government decisions. And that is a tragedy, because once a government goes bankrupt, it can't just, like Lazarus, just rise from the dead. And, those jobs are never going to come back as a result. So we have a big rebuilding job to do.
Well, Stephen, thank you again for joining us this evening. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while. I really appreciate you joining us. We've posted a link to that recent Heritage op-ed on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information about you, they can follow you on Twitter at Stephen Moore or at freedomworks.org, correct?
That's right. And then we have a little newsletter we put out every morning. People go to a group I run called Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We put out, and I hope you're getting it. If you're not, send me your email and I'll make sure you get it. But it's a free service that provides the real information about what's going on with coronavirus, the economy, the negotiations between Pelosi and Trump. And we had a little humor in there, but it's you can read it in 5 or 6 minutes every morning, but it's a nice way to start your day with the real news, not the fake news.
And that's Committee to Release Prosperity?
No, Committee to Unleash Prosperity.
Perfect. Well, the other might have made sense, but yours makes more sense. Stephen, thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you. Anytime. Pleasure to be on your show.
Folks, I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. We'll take a quick break, and then Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall will be with us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.